You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations says the US military assault in Venezuela over the weekend has set a dangerous precedent that makes all states around the world less safe. Ravina Shamdasani is the spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. She says the Trump administration's military assault and seizure of President Nicolas Maduro constitutes a direct violation of the UN Charter.
It is clear that the operation undermined a fundamental principle of international law, that states must not threaten or use force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state. The US has justified its intervention on the grounds of the Venezuelan government's long-standing and appalling human rights record. But accountability for human rights violations cannot be achieved by unilateral military intervention in violation of international law.
The concerns raised by the UN Human Rights Office have been echoed by multiple UN member states. Russia's representative, Vasily Nebenzia, joined others in condemning the US military attack during an emergency Security Council meeting on Monday.
The act carried out by the U.S. in Caracas constituted a criminal offense with no justification whatsoever. We firmly condemn the U.S. armed aggression against Venezuela, which violated all norms of international law. I call on the United States to immediately release Nicolas Maduro, the lawfully elected president of an independent country, and his spouse.
Cuba's representative Ernesto Soberón Guzmán says the move dangerously destabilizes the region.
The U.S. military attack against Venezuela has no justification whatsoever. It does not respond to any provocation, or does it possess legitimacy. It's based on the aberrant doctrine of peace through force and undermines the stability and peace that have characterized our Latin America and Caribbean region for years.
Nicolas Maduro and his wife remain in custody at a New York detention center following their first court appearance on Monday. Mr. Maduro pleaded not guilty to four criminal charges, including narco-terrorism and conspiracy to import cocaine. The offences carry a combined maximum sentence of life imprisonment under US law. Julian Davis Mortensen, a professor at University of Michigan Law School, says the US assault and abduction are firmly outside international law.
There is no international law justification for what the Trump administration has done in Venezuela. Because the UN Charter is really quite straightforward. The use of force is prohibited under the UN Charter.
He says the only exception to this prohibition would be if force had been used in response to an armed attack.
That's the basic structure of how the UN Charter framework works. I don't see any serious argument that there has been any kind of action by Venezuela or even by non-state parties affiliated with Venezuela that would come close to constituting an armed attack.
Venezuelan officials say at least 24 of its security officers were killed in the US military operation, and Cuba has reported the deaths of 32 of its military and police personnel, bringing the official death toll to at least 56. Venezuela's Attorney General, Tarek William Saab, says dozens of civilians and officials died in the strikes, and prosecutors have been appointed to investigate what he calls an unprecedented act of aggression. Mr. Saab has called on the US judge overseeing the case against Mr. Maduro to recognize the deposed president's immunity from prosecution as a head of state.
I immediately demand the unconditional release of both the citizen president and the First Lady Celia Flores. This arrest is totally null. A violation of international law, a violation of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, a violation of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and of the United States Constitution itself.
As international condemnation over the US's actions grows louder, Mr. Maduro awaits his next court appearance, set for the 17th of March. Angelica Waite, SBS News.